On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. You might be listening live here in the Seattle area on 1150 AM KKNW or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio or, of course, online here at KKNW as well. You might be listening after the fact on one of the 50 different places this podcast ends up, including ChristineUpchurch.com. But wherever and whenever, I'm so glad you joined us here today. And I would first like to say hello to the man behind the technology, he's that man behind the curtain who pushes all the buttons and allows you to hear these conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hi, Benny.
Hi there. Good day. Happy post-Christmas and early New Year.
Yes,
I'm looking forward
well.
To it. Thank you very much. The boys had a great time. A lot of gifts. I think they're still opening up stuff left over, too. We got a lot for them. So. And their family did, too. So good times. If anyone hasn't done so, I think it's still available. Go see Enchant. It's down at Safeco Field. If anyone hasn't done that, it's the City of Lights, basically. So cool.
Oh.
And we were able to do that. It's just a giant maze, but you get wonderful photograph opportunities. And
is it just for little kids? Or
it's for everybody. No, I think it's for adults, too, for sure. They have an ice skating rink in there, too.
Oh, that sounds
fun.
Yeah,
it's pretty intense. Pretty
intense.
So there, if you got some time, folks.
That's great.
End of the month.
You know, I always, when we approach the end of a year, I think it's important to look forward, but I think it's also really helpful to look back and see, you know, how we've progressed over the year. And I think that it's not just about like us as individuals, but we need to look at the collective. And I've got a couple of fellow radio talk show hosts on today who are going to help me do exactly that, because they too have this perspective. They've been interviewing people. They've been also living their own lives, but they've got this higher level perspective. And the people I'm talking about are our hosts, Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell. They're in their 12th year. Whoa, they're way ahead of me. Their 12th year of broadcasting here on 1150 AM KKNW here in Seattle. They have a passion for everything from pop culture to the paranormal. And they have a show both Friday and Saturday mornings here on the radio. Gary, he's from Southern California, and he lived in Seattle for 22 years. Suzanne is from Chicago, and she lived in Seattle for 10 years, which is where she met Gary. And now they flew the coop from Seattle, but they're still on the radio here in Seattle. They now live in Sarasota, Florida, and they continue to connect with their radio audience here in Seattle. I'd like to welcome our guests today, Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell. Hi, guys.
Pleased to be with you, Christine. I feel like there's a certain proximity in our radio shows.
Yours is the previous hour. Yes, indeed.
And we have shared custody of Benny, so that's always a good thing.
Oh, yeah. And
it's all worked out through the courts.
Exactly.
All right. Spoken like somebody who's gone through a divorce. Yes.
Happy New Year, Christine.
Happy
it's so
New
nice
Year.
To be able to look at the year past and anticipate the year coming up. And we are thrilled to do that with you today.
You know, I'm fascinated by how we can get sort of this higher level perspective to figure out where we need to go. And I think it's always helpful to look at where we've been. There's an aspect of sort of coming into alignment with where we're at right now in order to create change for the future. So looking back on 2019 or 2018, do you feel like there are any particular themes that you've been seeing?
You're asking about themes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, themes. One of them is detachment, emotional detachment, because this has been, I think everybody would agree, globally, it's just been a roller coaster ride And you can look at the stock market. You know, we sneeze, the world catches cold in that regard.
Right.
There, and I'll see the worst Christmas Eve ever, over 600 points dropped in one day, which wasn't, I don't think that was even the biggest drop in one day during 2018. And we had one of the worst single weeks since the Depression. Uh-huh. And then after the Christmas break, they get back on, and it's over 1,000 points up mm-hmm. in one day. And I'm going, volatility, maybe?
Yeah.
There, it just makes things seem so unpredictable. And I feel, if I'm going to feel a lot better about myself and about the world if I can detach from it and be an observer a lot of the time instead of a reactor. Because I've had a tendency, I think I was born with that gene, of being a little too reactive for my own good. But when I detach, I can start to think of solutions or strategies that work for me or work for Suzanne and myself as we maintain a household, for example.
Right. And I think that's such a good point, Gary, that that detachment is an important piece. Suzanne, do you agree with that? Or do you think that there are times when we need to sort of tap into our emotionality in order to help create change?
I would say intellectually, yes, of course you need to tap into your emotions to make change. For me personally, you know, the theme for this year has really been all about healing and about the physicality of this 3D universe. When I fractured my back about 8 months ago and am still working it out, to working in the healing modalities to get to be fully recovered from that. And so for me, every single day has been about living in a 3D world where you eat, you bend down, you sit up, you stand up, you lie down, and how that affects the body. Uh-huh. And so I've been a very intellectual, very thinking kind of person my whole life. And this year has thrown me into that physical side of life.
Right.
And I would say that I couldn't ignore my body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are times when you are so into your head, so into your intellect, so into your thinking that you feel, using Gary's word, you almost feel detached from your body.
Right.
Like you're a thinking entity, but, oh, and also, by the way, you know, I have arms and legs. Well,
yeah.
when that is driven home to you in a very significant way, then you start looking at both halves. You look at the intellect, you look at your thoughts, you look at that, the things that you can create with your mind, but then you also realize you're driving a vehicle which needs oil and gas and maintenance and repair and all kinds of stuff, and you can't ignore that side either. Yeah. So that's kind of been my personal theme, has been putting those two halves together successfully so that in 2019 I can really be choosing to do things I enjoy without all the considerations of I can't do this or I can't do that.
Yeah.
And my healing is well on the way.
And I really feel for you. I mean, I hurt my back a little over a week ago, and I've been finding my way out with the right kind of healing support. I cannot imagine feeling like that for months and months on end, like 8 months, Suzanne. So, oh my gosh, I've got such empathy for you about that. But I think that what between the two of you, from my perspective, you're talking about some very important things for how we shift from kind of this concept of sort of connecting with both the intellectual and the spiritual realm and sort of staying in the higher frequency vibration and ignoring the body, and rather, but instead sort of kind of being the observer and bringing that observation and bringing that connection into the physical body, even when it hurts. And sometimes we're forced to do it, as I know you know, Suzanne, but I think that it's kind of like, I think of it energetically as grounding the light, being like the lightning rod to bring that higher frequency vibration into the physicality. And that includes having to embrace the body, that piece of it. And so for those of us who have been forced to do that, to focus on the body, it's a good reminder that that's part of being spirits in human form.
It really is. Gary had himself had an incident 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, that kind of brought him to his knees physically. And since that time, he lost a lot of weight. He's in such better shape physically. It was kind of a low point that has resulted in his taking care of his vehicle that he's on this planet in.
Right.
And so he had that experience then. I'm having the experience now. Uh-huh. And I think it's important to go forward, not only with the nourishing your mind, your thoughts, getting your thoughts in the right place, but not forgetting about your body. Right. You want to get that exercise. You want to eat healthy. You want to do the things that are going to sustain you so that you can enjoy a creative lifestyle. You can enjoy, you know, having fun and not be bogged down by this thing or that thing hurting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to go to a quick break, but stay tuned for more with Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Are you ready to shift gears from spiritual seeker to spiritual rock star? Let Nova Whiteman be your aligning force that will help you navigate the ups and downs of this human experience. Tune in to Spiritual Alignment Radio with Nova Whiteman every second Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit NovaWhiteman.com. That's NovaWhiteman.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation with fellow talk show hosts, Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell. And Gary and Suzanne, I know that you guys like to talk to people about pop culture and you talk about current events. One of the things you also talk about is the paranormal. And I'm kind of curious, from your perspective over the years, have you found that the hot topics in the paranormal world have changed?
Oh, I think they've changed, and not necessarily for the better, because during the break, we were talking about the available technology of just doing radio.
Uh-huh.
So, technology is always going to race ahead of human empathy and the ability to communicate in a responsible way. There are so many ways that technology allows us to say the wrong thing that I'm embarrassed, you know, because it's happened to me. There, in terms of the paranormal itself, what I have noticed and what I've been told from some of the people that we've interviewed, including some big names, is that there is not only too much interpersonal controversy because people want to be the biggest and the best, number one, so there's that jockeying for status, but also people get away with stuff that they should not. And I'll give you a great example.
What's that?
When in your life have you ever seen so many ghost-related shows on TV because of the cable universe,
right,
the cable verse?
Sure.
There, this ghost show, this haunted program, all of that going on, and yet you find out by the people who work with them and become disaffected and who talk that a lot of the stuff is fake. It doesn't mean that there are no spirits who can materialize in a way and become visible to people with that sensitivity.
Uh-huh.
That might be entirely real. But if they're not showing up at the haunted restaurant or hotel on a given day, you still got a production schedule. So somebody magically throws a chair into the room and everybody, oh my God, dude, did you see that? Oh my God, that's so bleep, bleep. I couldn't believe that bleep, you know. And it's just, oh, excitement, drama. And it's all fake. It's just,
right,
you talk about fake news, that it's just somebody putting on a show rather than honestly, and not for long because their ratings would plummet. But we need people who are willing to say, you know, we brought all of our sophisticated technology to this haunted location with a long past, and we geared up, we plugged everything in, we got it going, and we didn't find a damn thing. We didn't
yes.
notice anything.
Honesty, yes.
It would be honest, and it would be the way to do one's research ethically, but it's not going to get you ratings because we want to see our ghosts and poltergeists, damn it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm going to take the opposite view here, Christine. So
what's that?
It's a he said, she said
okay,
thing.
Okay, cool.
And that is, and I don't disagree with anything Gary said, except that I think the paranormal has become more acceptable with all of the shows that are on cable. And I think years ago, and I can remember personal experiences years ago, when the subject came up of either ghosts or UFOs, that people would squirm, look away, look at their watch and say, oh, it's time to go.
Uh-huh.
And now when those subjects come up, even in our neighborhood, even at a little potluck gathering, if somebody says something about seeing a UFO or having a ghost, then all of a sudden people have stories to tell.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I can remember one time in our house. And so people are more willing to share about their paranormal experiences rather than hiding them, because I think it's become more accepted as a culture that there is something else going on that we can't see, something in another dimension.
I think you're right. And it's interesting, as somebody who has, you know, guests in sort of the considered to be the paranormal realm or the sort of alternative realm, how over the years we've gone from, oh, wow, this is really interesting, to, okay, oh, here's another near-death experience. What makes this one different? It's like people have heard about some of these things over and over again, like you're saying, Suzanne. And the question is, it's become acceptable, but is it still interesting because it's become so widely accepted?
I think because it is more widely accepted, you get the people who are doing it just for pure entertainment.
Sure.
But I think you also get people who are examining their experiences and their lives and admitting it rather than thinking, oh, I must be crazy because, you know, a door slammed or I saw a deceased relative.
Right.
It's like they now have an acceptable context for it and they can discuss it with people. It used to be that, you know, anybody who saw a ghost ended up on a psychiatrist's couch.
Sure.
You know, you must be crazy.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I think there's now enough societies and groups of people, whether you're a near-death experiencer, whether you've seen a UFO, whether you've seen ghosts, whatever it is that is considered still kind of paranormal, you have groups of people who are, you know, coming out and saying, yeah, that happened to me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that that acceptance is such an important part of opening our consciousness to more, you know,
because... Yeah, because we do have some pretty narrow thinking. When you talk with people who have the ability to see into another dimension, you know, we prevent ourselves from even allowing that possibility when it does not fit into our very narrow perspective of, you know, this is the, it's only what I can see and touch and taste and smell. You know, it's only with those five senses that I can relate in this world. Now, all of a sudden, you open up a sixth sense. And I think that people's perspectives are now expanded. So they're a little bit less closed up, and they're saying, even if they're not big believers, maybe they're not such big debunkers. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're just skeptical. Maybe they're more open-minded.
Right.
Well, let me consider that possibility. And so, you know, I think it does do us some good to change our thinking, because I think our thinking is a little rutted in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And speaking of a little rutted, it's like we're talking about people opening up to paranormal. Gary, let's focus on the political situation here for a moment. Over the course of 2018, it seems like we've had sort of like the open-mindedness and the real closed-mindedness. From your perspective, how have things transpired, say, within the U.S. here over 2018 politically?
Politically, what we're seeing is a division that, thank God, that most of the guns are owned by relatively few people, which is a fact. Mm-hmm. There, I mean, you may have, you know, two guys with 50 guns between them in the neighborhood. And what is, I say that because we are as divided, certainly at any time since the Vietnam War, but it feels different here. This is a fracturing of America in a way that is actually measurable geographically. There, when you talk about the South, when you talk about the desert Southwest, for example, Arizona being prime example, Texas certainly there, and then you talk about the Southeast. We have Alabama, we have Georgia, we have Mississippi, and we have Louisiana over our heads here in Florida. And even Florida, which by registration has more Democrats than Republicans, can't stop putting Republicans in office.
Yeah.
Every time there's an election, it goes Republican. There, and I'm going. So they're just merging with the Southeast, old Dixie, the states of the old Confederacy, with the exception of Virginia, because there's just a lot around D.C. where you have left-leaning politics and their candidates are far more successful than, for example, down here. We're becoming divided to the point where if we lose the ability to speak to each other with respect and share our differences with some intellectual sophistication, personal commitment, yes, but sophistication and empathy for the other person's point of view,
right,
we face a very deeply troubling future.
Yeah, yeah. And what's your perspective, Suzanne?
I think that I like to have a little bit more optimistic viewpoint, and I don't even have any much evidence for it, but I know when I'm cleaning out my closet or I'm cleaning out a drawer that things always get worse before they get better.
Right.
I take everything out, I dump it all out, and then I discard what I don't need. Mm-hmm. I organize and sort and put back neatly what I do want. And so I think that this overturning of our political situation is in preparation for putting things back in a much better way.
Mm-hmm.
When we're in the middle of it, we think it's the worst it's ever been. But other generations have thought the very same thing going all the way back to the 1700s,
right,
where they thought that was the worst time.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody thinks they're riding in the worst of it. And I don't have that perspective. If I look at it from a little bit more broad, I've been through ups and downs in the stock market.
Uh-huh.
I survived a down that took me a lot of years to recover from, and I did.
Uh-huh.
So I think whatever happens this year is something we're all going to recover from.
Yeah. And I really like this analogy of cleaning out a closet or a drawer, because one aspect of that is when you're going through and you're sorting is you have to look at everything. And one of the things we're seeing is the divisiveness that you're talking about, Gary. One of the things that's getting illuminated is those areas where, say, gerrymandering is affecting things, so that even though they're mostly, you know, Democrats voting for Democrats, Republicans are getting elected, or that there's some sort of corruption here, or, you know, the aspects of the Me Too movement where people have used their power to sexually harass others. It's like, it's kind of like, okay, this is what's in our closet, and let's take a look at each thing. And so I agree with both of you. It's a divisive time. It's a lot of stuff getting illuminated that's really unpleasant. And the sorting and purging is an important part of stepping into our future in a positive way. We have to go to another quick break, but stay tuned for more with Gary and Suzanne.
Calling all ladies. Are you struggling with neck, back, shoulder pain, or postural issues? You actually might have a related bra problem. Talk to Maria Monti at the Healthy Bra Company. She is a professional postural therapist who offers custom fitted, custom altered bras in 2,500 size combinations specific to your body type, shape, size, anatomical features, and breast weight. Call Maria today to find out more at 360-815-3205.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here in KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. If you like listening to this show, please go to the Christine Upchurch professional page on Facebook and hit like and share the show afterwards on from christineupchurch.com. Today I'm talking to the hosts of Manson Mitchell, Gary Mintz and Suzanne Mitchell, who are fellow talk show hosts. You know, it seems to me when I think about all the places that my show ends up and this the various podcasts that we're shifting right now. It's once upon a time, Gary and Suzanne, it used to be about radio over the airwaves, and eventually, you know, it was also getting aired online. Where do you guys see the future of so-called radio going?
Eventually, when with regret, I would say radio is going to go away. Particularly, AM radio is going to go away there, because what's keeping it alive now essentially is right-wing radio. Conservatives do well there because they have their own echo chamber, and it's through the band of AM radio and cable television. And guess which one is going to get the most attention going forward? It isn't going to be AM radio.
Right.
So with that being the case, I think that radio is going to transform into a personally interactive form, like your news, by being selective.
Uh-huh.
We're getting there already. You're going to have the equivalent of your iPod, what you select, and you make it immediately, instantly available, and you can reinforce your opinions. You can open your mind to other points of view if you wish. Most people don't, but you can do it, and you'll have the ability to choose instead of the very limited options that we had when I was a kid. I was born in 1954. And so I had the three major networks, and I had PBS. Anything else was local cable access, which just didn't attract many viewers.
And you had to listen or watch live. I mean, it was like, if you missed it, you missed it. And you'd hope, you know, someday, like, okay, well, The Wizard of Oz, I hope that plays again on TV sometimes, because I really want to see it, you know?
Yes, it's true. And now we have, where we live, something called Xfinity.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what they have out in Washington State
today.
Yeah,
I've got that too at my place.
And you dial it up.
Yep.
Say, okay, I missed, you know, the episode of The Good Doctor or Scandal or whichever your favorite program may be. And you just sit there over your breakfast in your coffee 1, 2, 3, 4 days later, and you're watching the show before the next one comes along in the schedule.
Right.
That to me would have been a total miracle when I was school age, just a miracle. It would be indistinguishable from magic.
Uh-huh.
So that's the future of radio, because there isn't. So even with iHeartRadio, which is a big deal, it's just not the same thing as personally deliverable, very tapered and almost surgically precise broadcasting to meet your individual needs as one person.
Uh-huh. So, Suzanne, do you think that there's going to be a place for alternative talk radio or podcasts? Do you think it's going to play in a more important role moving forward?
I think the podcasts will, and I'm not sure about AM radio. Well, years ago, when we were in Seattle, Gary and I went to a conference where the people who were for your terrestrial radio, AM and FM, were saying that when you look at the online radio, it was a very small percentage of people that were listening to it.
Uh-huh.
Now, I would say, after all these years go by, you know, as Gary is saying, people can pick and choose and kind of customize their listening, so that I imagine the percentage has gone up from where it was all those years ago when they said only, you know, 1% of the people were listening online.
Right.
I think that's probably the shift that's been occurring as far as people getting their information, their music, and their talk from the internet, from the web, as opposed to from the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it going away, but it might morph into something else, and I'm not sure what.
Yeah.
And I also think there's something to be said for eliminating this practice, which is perfectly legal there, but for people trying to break into radio who have the right voice and they have the right things to say, hopefully they're well-educated, and they want to communicate important information, there is a system in place now. Maybe many of your listeners have not heard of this before, but you get the squeeze. at the corporate level of radio, if you want Rush Limbaugh, and there's a station in town that airs him, you can have Rush Limbaugh, but you have to take 3, 4, 5 additional programs, and it's bundled, and it's sold to you as a package. Mm-hmm. And that's how you're going to make your money. It doesn't cost a whole lot to air it off what's called a transponder. You get it almost free, and then the advertisers pay to be in this bundle that includes Rush Limbaugh. And if you said, well, we want Rush Limbaugh because we're all Republicans at this station and we would like to have his program for sure, then they say, okay, now you're also going to have Doctor Who's this, and you're going to have the lady that tells you that you shouldn't be stepping out and don't wear so much makeup and be self-empowering. Right. And you got the guy who's like some former eye doctor. They have all these people. Well, we don't want them. I mean, we want Rush. It's great. We're all for it. You know, we don't have a need for these other people who are not related to our main purpose. And they say, well, you can make that choice and we'll go elsewhere and we'll place those other people and Rush Limbaugh. So if you don't take the whole bundle, you don't get yourself any Rush Limbaugh. And so they surrender to that kind of corporate modeling. And that's the kind of thing that, in my view, cheapens radio.
Right.
And it makes podcasting, especially podcasting, but any other means of getting surgically precise information tailored to a demographic available in an easy to find way. That's radio has to conform to that reality. Otherwise, it's just eventually going to go away.
Yeah. And I think about the manipulation that comes with that. And it's not just manipulation within the financial exchange of like selling that package, but it's manipulation of views. Because if there's, say, you know, one host, one show that somebody really wants, and they're forced to get these others, then it's kind of like that agenda, that perspective is getting, you know, sent into that same market to affect the listeners' perspectives.
Absolutely. The message, you have to buy the whole message. And that message is then driven by fewer and fewer people who have that money corporately.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, it isn't the same. There used to be just a ton of disc jockeys that made their name because they had personality.
Right.
You know, they love that personality, you know, in their hometown. Uh-huh. You know,
in Chicago, and they call it personality radio. Right. Who were the big shots in Chicago? Larry Lujack.
We had Larry Lujack, yeah. He was a big favorite. I can't even think of all of them right now.
Out in L.A., you had the real Don Steele, Charlie Tuna, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There, and people, that would become the flagship program and the satellites, all of which did well because it was on the strength of the personalities involved.
Right.
It wasn't one strong personality, you get six other people who shouldn't even be on the radio.
It was much more democratic as far as who you wanted to listen to. You could reject all the people you didn't want to listen to. Mm-hmm. But then part of it now is the abundance of choice.
Right.
Because there wasn't as much choice then. And now there's just a ton of choice. People don't have enough time to watch all the shows or listen to all the programs that they want to listen to. And, you know, hence you've got people with the ears on while they're walking or working out or something else. We're multitasking rather than just concentrating on a particular thing. Even watching TV, I'll do other things.
Yeah, I will too. Yeah.
Taking care of the dishes, cleaning the apartment, you know, cleaning the villa, doing all kinds of things that go on simultaneously, because we don't just sit and focus the way they did back in A Christmas Story, where the kids sat in front of the radio and looked at the radio to hear Little Orphan Annie.
Oh, we're going to go to another quick break, but when we return, I'm going to want you guys to share something positive about 2018 and what the positive direction and maybe the not so positive direction we're heading in 2019. Stay tuned for more with Gary and Suzanne. Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Samantha.
My name is Susan Glavin.
My name is Momoy Astake.
Hi, I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and I'm here to inspire creatively wild women to rise rooted in spiritual and material abundance.
Every woman that I've spoken to has an incredible dream of bringing even more love, beauty, and harmony to their families and to their communities.
And I'm here to start an evolutionary revolution among women.
To heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Susan, Samantha, Momo, and Cornelia Fridays on the Millionaire Imprint for Women at Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back. You know, Gary and Suzanne, this hour is flying by, and I'm wondering, I know that 2018 has been a rather tumultuous year in a variety of ways, at least collectively, globally, and in the United States here. Can you think of something positive that happened?
You know, I'm going to take this on personally. I took it on personally earlier when I talked about my own accident 8 months ago. A year ago, one of the Christmas gifts that I received from a friend that I've now known for 49 years was an adult coloring book.
Uh-huh.
The door that got opened for me in 2018 was choosing colors, creating these wonderful, wonderful pictures. Even though the black lines are already there, I got to color them in with what I wanted to color them in with. Gary says it's my meditative moment when the television's on, it's at nighttime, I'm on the couch, my feet are up, and I have my coloring book out. It has brought me a lot of meditation and a lot of joy, and I love what it is that I've done. And what it's also doing is kind of kicking me in the butt a little bit to do more creative things, more artwork. I've done drawing in the past. I've done painting in the past. I've done collages and artsy, craftsy kinds of things. And so for me in 2018, probably one of the big positives that came out of 2018 was getting involved in creative and artistic efforts, even if it's no more than a coloring book.
Uh-huh.
And so that's something I'm going to carry with me into 2019 and continue doing it because I just love it. And I don't do enough that I just purely love that has no, value as far as, making money or cleaning or, mm-hmm. Moving, progressing forward. It's just fun. And yeah. Sometimes you just got to have fun.
Yeah. And I think about balancing out the negative that if we're watching the news at all, following what's going on, it can be kind of intense. And so you know, I'm with you, and I've sort of explored my creative realm with mosaics this year, and it really helps to balance things out and makes me feel more whole. So I'm with you.
And for me, when I was coloring in my coloring book, I was so focused that in those times I was doing that, I felt no pain at all because my mind was elsewhere. It wasn't in my body. Uh-huh. It was outside my body. And then when you said look ahead to 2019, the only thing that really came up for me again, being positive, is it's hard for me to see how things are going to, like, all of a sudden be the, you know, the Wizard of Oz and the Yellow Brick Road all of a sudden. Uh-huh. But I, the most positive thing I can think about for 2019 is what we were talking about with the cleaning out and the purging. Mm-hmm. And it's not just our politicians or our jobs. It's also looking at what thoughts work for us and what don't, organizing ourselves for the year, getting rid of things that don't work for us, whether they are physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. Does that thought really serve me? Does that thing really serve me? And do that kind of decluttering so that when you put things back, when you keep the things that you want to keep, you're keeping the best of what you have. Mm-hmm. I don't think about losing everything, but keep the best, get rid of the rest. And so that's what I want to say about 2019.
I love that. I love that, Suzanne. How about you, Gary?
I think 2019 is going to be a bellwether year. And the reason why I say that is because we truly have, as the textbook of a couple of generations ago would have it, we have a rugged constitution. Mm-hmm. That was when I took civics class. Now get a load of this. I took civics in the spring of 1968. Uh-huh. Our rugged constitution was the textbook. How rugged is it? It was rugged enough to withstand the assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert F. Kennedy. Uh-huh. It withstood the sudden departure and refusal to do another term from Lyndon Johnson. Mm-hmm. All this is going on. It was the year of the Tet Offensive in Vietnam with all of that tragedy, when even though, you know, statistically we won that battle, a lot of people don't know we won there, and they just kept coming. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter how many you can kill, you think you've killed them all, and they just keep coming, and we had to find a way out of that. Well, okay, here we are looking at 2019. Our Constitution is rugged enough to withstand Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. This administration is a disaster, and it's hurtful to us in terms of degrading our democratic institutions. When I say democratic, I mean democracy in a republic, a union of states. It's degrading, and that degradation is a function of strategic thinking. It is being done deliberately. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. So how do you get around it? Well, you can impeach the president. But there are people, and Suzanne and I had this conversation last night. Bottom line, you can wait to throw him out of office at the ballot box, or you can impeach him. And I am going to be waiting to see, with a hopeful note that maybe it's sooner rather than later, that when the Mueller report is finally done and that voluminous report is published, that we're going to see that it's intolerable to have Donald Trump and the people around him remain in office, that it just doesn't work. And if that's the case, then Congress, with the 40-seat pickup, the Democrats in the House, they draw up the articles of impeachment. They're going to have to decide what to do about that, or are they going to wait for 2020 and try to defeat him at the ballot box? Mm-hmm. That's a crucial, crucial, trenchant kind of decision that our country is going to have to make, and I hope that they choose well.
Right, right. And it seems to me that I think of 2019 numerologically is a 3, which is a year of balance, and we're going to have some extremes. So I think in terms of, you know, we've had some extremes in terms of the downside, the negativity. We also need to balance that out, the extremes of the positivity. And so, Suzanne, you were talking about thoughts, and Gary, you were talking about our legislative body showing up to do what's right. It's like we really need to balance out that extreme with extreme good.
Absolutely. And that you can do as an individual. It's not only being civic minded, it's being compassionate. It's at the level where you are that you can do good in the world for people in need. That is, in an unqualified way, a worthy thing to do. And if a lot of that goes on in 2019, the whole world's going to be better off.
Yeah. And I think about the self-nurturing that you've talked about, Suzanne, that your back has forced you to do, going that creative route. I think that that, too, is very, very important to maintain the balance, to maintain the centeredness, and so that we can bring to the world the best of ourselves.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
And I want to thank you, Gary and Suzanne, for joining us here today. I always enjoy having a conversation with you. I love to get your perspective. And I love the fact that our shows are back to back here on KKNW.
You too.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope we have a show together someday, Kicking It with Christine.
Oh, that would be fun. We'd have a great time. And, you know, before we go off the air, I've got a very special thank you I want to give today. And our associate producer, Peggy Snow, who does so much behind the scenes, she's been working part-time for me and part-time on the show, but she started working out part-time for somebody else, and now it's like full-time or more than full-time. So she's still going to be working with me some, but she's having to let go of her role on the show. And over the years, she has done such a great job. She's researched and found her way to some great guests to have on the show so that you can hear the insights and the wisdom that they have to share. She's shown such grace in interacting with the guests, and she's been really effective at getting all those I's dotted and T's crossed. I am so grateful to you, Peggy. It makes my heart swell, and I'm going to try not to cry on the air. I'm going to miss you terribly in this role, and I think that all those listeners are also going to miss you, even if they're not really consciously aware of it. And I'm so grateful for all that you've done on the show, and I wish you greater ease and expansion. And for you listeners, I'm so appreciative that you've listened here in 2018, and I look forward to talking to you in 2019. And I have to tell you, I would greatly encourage you to, as we are heading into 2019, to set the scene for 2019 and consciously choose what it is you want to create in the new year to make it positive. Thanks for joining us here today, and I will talk to you next year.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.